Welcome back, you with this week. There's been a big increase in the number of people using artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT to look for jobs. It's led to a surge in applications for advertised jobs, and employers are also using AI to help them sift through applications to find the best person for the job. A series of large surveys of job applicants and workers recently show that at least half have used AI to put together CVs, write cover letters and fill out application forms. We'll talk to a recruiter here shortly, but first our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan spoke to some workers in Dublin about using AI to help land a job.
Would you use ChatGPT for a CV?
No, I wouldn't.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'd be worried I'd be caught.
Your personality doesn't show through AI, so it's not necessarily the best thing to be using it in a job application.
Job applications?
Yeah.
Yes, we can use that.
Would you do it?
Yes, definitely.
I feel like I have done that.
Yeah. I wouldn't have any moral qualms with it, but I probably wouldn't think to do it either. Like, I don't think I'd use it that much regularly yet.
I definitely use it, but reword it slightly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Yeah, I'd be the same. I think I'd use it, but then edit it myself afterwards to like make it more like myself.
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not realistic enough, the writing. It's a bit stale.
Do you use AI in a job application?
Actually, I work for a recruitment company.
You can answer me on the other side.
Yeah.
Do you notice? Do you get many applications?
You can notice, because there are like similar words that repeat throughout the CV. So, you can tell between CV that uses AI and not.
And would you still consider an application if you noticed AI, or does it go in the bin?
It depends. Depends on the situation, but I think, it's more about the experience. So if they can prove themselves through the experience or their skills, that's more important. So we could consider it, but it depends on how it looks, if it's too fake or not.
And would you ever get someone come in for an interview then, and it comes really blatant then that they might have been using it?
Yeah, you can get that. And then instantly it's like a no-go, so...
That's one recruiter and some workers speaking to Gavin O'Callaghan, our reporter in Dublin earlier this week. Siobhan Kinsella is in our studio. She's president of the Employment and Recruitment Federation. Siobhan, thank you very much for coming in to us. Tell us more about how job seekers are using AI.
Just as some of your Vox Pop participants said, some people are putting their CV into AI and they're saying, give me a dressed up version of my experience. Some people will put the job spec into AI and then put their CV in directly afterwards and ask them to suitably match it so that it's a little bit more suitable to the application. But conversely, on the other side of it, you also have people who put a job spec into AI and say, give me some appropriate interview questions to ask this person.
Is it that easy to use?
It is that easy to use. I recently, I was testing and I was using the free version of ChatGPT. The paid version of ChatGPT is more sophisticated in terms of language. But I asked it to do me a 4-page policy for flexible work based on performance and Irish legislation. And I have to say there was very little I had to edit.
Now, does it work? I mean, does using ChatGPT and other tools, does it help get you a job?
It can. It can if you use it properly. But as one of your participants said also, it can be clunky. You do have to edit it. You cannot take it at face value. And the other thing I would say is, up until October 2023 is when all of the internet was tested on ChatGPT. Now, if you look at the internet, it's biased. So therefore, you have to be very, very careful when using an artificial intelligence tool to make sure that you sanity check it for conscious and unconscious bias as well. But yet, it does happen and it can help you get a job.
Now, as I mentioned, some of those large surveys of often up to 2,000, 3,000 workers and employers, that they're showing as well that when a job is advertised, because people are using ChatGPT, because it's easier to apply for a job, there's a huge increase in the number of people, a number of applications coming in for jobs. Are employers using AI to help sift through all that?
Well, there's a problem with employers using AI to sift through that, and that is GDPR. You know, you have to advertise to somebody what you're using their data for. And an awful lot of people are using AI naively. If you're giving it your data, it is using that data to further educate itself. So
okay.
An employer can't. An employee or a candidate can use it because they can choose what to do with their data, but an employer can't.
Oh, does that mean an awful lot more work for employers then if they're getting a huge number of applications?
Well, it can, if you look at Netflix, your suggestions on Netflix, that's AI. If you look at ChatGPT, that's generative AI. So you're giving it data. So you can use artificial intelligence to increase efficiency within your organisation. But when it comes to somebody's data and dealing directly with them, you have to be very, very strict in terms of how you use it. But in Ireland, because we're a full employment economy, because we're a high wage economy, we get an awful lot of applications for any blue collar vacancy particularly, and an awful lot from outside the state. So the job of a recruiter is to screen that person via telephone call to start with, to make sure that they are firstly who they say they are, and secondly that they actually have a right to work in this country before you invest any more time in progressing that application.
That sounds like a lot of extra work.
It is an awful lot of extra work. That's how recruiters earn their money.
But because there's far more applicants, does that mean that you're more likely to get the best person for them? I mean, there's a bigger pool to choose from now, is there?
No, it is inefficient, and you are looking for the best skills. And there are an awful lot of recruiters would use tools, algorithms, to make sure that they're picking out the skills from the CVs to create a shortlist of people to call. But it is becoming labour intensive. But no more than we have tools in academia to understand plagiarism, as things get more sophisticated, tools will be invented and rolled out to spot artificial intelligence in the application process.
Is it easy to spot it now?
It can be. It can be quite clunky and it can be quite repetitive. But if you edit it, I mean, there's nothing worse than looking at a blank page on your CV or starting your CV in that way. So it can help and give you a point to edit.
But nobody's breaking any rules here. If you want to, you can use this to help you have yourself get a job, can't you?
You can, but when you turn up at interview, you better be as good as your CV says you are.
Siobhan Kinsler, thank you for coming in. Siobhan Kinsler is President of the Employment and Recruitment Federation. And that's it for this week. Thanks to our team today on sound, James Feeney, our broadcast coordinator, Stephen Higgins. The editor of this week is Elaine Devlin. Sunday Sport is up next here on RT Radio 1. From me, Gavin Jennings, and all the team, a very good afternoon to you.